Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 2010. You might remember where you were when the Scorpions announced that the band would be breaking up after a final tour in the spring to bring the 45-year-old band to an end. They are still touring.
They never said how long the farewell tour is.
They didn't.
Craig, I'm convinced. I think I read they have a new album out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I heard a clip of one of the songs.
Is it good? Or is it unnecessary?
It's unnecessary. Okay.
Jim's going to hate it.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, it's fine. It was actually better than I had feared.
Right.
You know how these things go.
Yeah.
It was better than I had feared, right. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Klaus Meiner.
I knew they'd been on their reunion tour for a long time, but
since
I didn't know.
2010.
I didn't realize it was that long either.
That was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Kiss going to go to the end of 2023, I read. But they're not right now, are they?
I hope they just keep going.
COVID is hurting them right now.
But. And then when that comes, they'll schedule more dates into 2024.
It's comforting just knowing they're out there playing somewhere.
I'm with you.
That band formed in 1965?
The Scorpions?
Yeah, they've been around a long time, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said 45 in 2010. So that's 65.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have guessed maybe late 70s, mid-70s.
No, they had albums in the 70s. Mid-70s had albums. They weren't quite the big band. They were in the 80s, but The Zoo came out in like...
Did they have a similar sound all the way back then, or was it like a Spinal Tap thing where they went through a bunch of changes?
No, it was pretty hardcore.
Exploding drummers and that like?
Yeah.
Well, you just know Blackout, right, Nick? We always jam that for you, right?
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with the Scorpions catalog.
You should be, damn it.
Much of our audience only knows Blackout. Right. And that Jim sucks. It's important they learn that.
Yeah. Well, they all know Jim sucks.
That's a given.
Yeah. They just know that. That's just a given, right?
Someday he's going to come back here and he's going to kick all of our asses.
You'll love this riff, Nick. This is one of the best riffs in rock and roll. And this is the late 70s, probably.
Not this.
Called The Zoo. You know this song?
Mm-mm.
Turning Nick on to rock and roll. Jim sucks. Play The Zoo. You like that?
Yeah
you like that.
That's pretty bitchin'.
Yeah. There you go. We're nodding our heads, all of us, man. I love this song. Jim sucks. Play The Zoo. Let some vocals go a little bit here. No, they're not Spinal Tap. They've been rocking all time.
The job is done.
I'm not going to stop it. All right, I'll slow down. All right.
But get to know them, Nick. You should have at least one band in your repertoire that's known for their musical talent.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, like, Jim's the opposite of most people because we just talk crap about him on the air and say nice things during the break. Everybody else just talk crap during the break.
No, you're right. You're right. The only time I ever talk crap about Jim is... to his face. Not behind his back. I like him. Right. That's a good point. He should appreciate that.
Yeah.
That we hammer our boss only on the air and not off the air.
No.
We're not passive aggressive that way.
We don't want the audience to think we get along with our boss.
Nah.
Nobody gets along with their boss.
Yeah. Not if he sucks.
Yeah.
Taco Bell manager who just left the chain after 20 years told Insider, digital ordering is the worst thing that ever happened to Taco Bell.
There you go, Nick.
Because of the ridiculously customized orders that customers make online.
Yeah, you should have to customize your Taco Bell taco. It's a taco.
And it's not just them. It's all these places.
They're
sick and tired of all the different things you want to put on your sandwich or in your drink.
You know, I've always been the kind of person. I understand people are pickier than me. When I would go get to a restaurant and just get a sandwich, I just get the sandwich. I've never been picky. But they do allow you now, those with the apps and Grubhub. And you go on there, like you order a sub. Bell peppers, red peppers, blah, blah, blah. You could take it in and out, off, you know, it's like.
Yes, but extra and none of that, and half of that, and I don't care.
I don't care. Just give me the sandwich.
I mean, occasionally, I'm going to want extra pickles, or I'm going to want an extra, you know, bit of ketchup or something.
But who's ordering something at Taco Bell and customizing it?
A lot of people do. Put sauce on this. Don't put sauce on that. Yeah. I need extra this. I need extra that. Yeah,
but, refried beans.
How about you do it?
See, but I think a lot of this is stuff people wouldn't do if the app didn't ask you.
Exactly. You're right.
The app, some of these ordering apps, you know, you get asked, you want this, 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 and, you know, click, 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 click. Well, I wouldn't think about that if you weren't putting it right in front of me.
They don't ask you that question in the drive-thru or at the counter.
Right.
The one guy pointed to the example of a chicken sandwich taco to which some customers would just add every possible additional item. Well, yeah, I want some of that. I want some of that. I want some of that. Well, then you can't fit it on anything.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah, the Burger King app, like if you order a Whopper, it'll put everything on there. It's confusing. You have to try to remember what the Whopper actually comes with. I'm like, I just want the Whopper.
Yeah,
I hope this is what normally is on there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because if I ordered a Whopper, I would just get the Whopper.
And if you decide you don't want the tomato, you can just take it off.
Yeah.
No, that's not a Whopper then.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Whopper, no tomato.
But if you don't know what all is on the Whopper, and then you have to build a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
You should just say, I want a Whopper.
Well, look at it and be like, this looks like what's normally on there. It just won't hit, like, minus anything. I was on the way home from a show a couple weeks ago, and I drove to McDonald's and got a McDouble, and they put the different onions on there that are normally on there. They put like the McRib style onions on it instead of
then?
Like. I was like, is this burger crunchy? What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
it threw me off.
Drive back through, bitch.
Well, now what I need to do is get another McDouble just to like, you know, make it right in my mind with the regular onions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, at other chains, they're saying the orders are driving us insane because they're so long, so specific. It requires
right
you to do much more work than you should be doing for one single drink, according to a Starbucks shift supervisor.
Well, that's their fault for building it like that.
Here's our Italian
sub.
Giving
you all these choices.
That's Italian sub. Comes with all this. You don't want that? Take it off yourself.
They say the entitlement and anonymity that comes with the internet has made people awful.
Oh, that's true.
Sure.
It's like everywhere else on the internet.
Yeah. Right. Just like you are when you're in your car by yourself griping at people.
Yep.
That's how people are in public. Yeah. And, don't be that way.
No, I'm usually saying nice things when I'm in my car.
No, I say the C-bomb a lot in my car.
No, I've really, I really come around.
Too much. Yeah.
Hey. I do that too, the C-bomb. I referred to our dog as that the other day, but I'm like, maybe I shouldn't. The kids were like, Dad, I'm sorry. But you saw what she was doing.
Yeah.
For some reason in traffic, I don't use this one in my daily life, except when I'm driving, S-head.
Oh, okay.
I call the person in front of me S-head all the time, and that's the only time I use that.
I say stupid bitch or stupid C-bomb. Guy or girl driving a car, didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're inclusive about your insults.
Yeah, of course I am. I don't wind the window down. Just, you know. And they're yelling at me sometimes the same way. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry. Took the wrong turn. Sorry, dude.
Doesn't that annoy you when you know you're the one? You have become the asshat.
Right.
I shouldn't have made that turn. I should have waited for that guy, whatever.
I was so bad. Yeah. I wait.
Right.
I try to wave to the guy.
Yeah, you try. Yeah.
I do the old shrug.
Yeah.
You know, I know I screwed up. Sorry.
I flew over the overpass. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
That's on me.
I was yelling at some lady driving just last week, leaving here, and I was trying to explain to her how she was so wrong, but she couldn't hear me. She's looking right at me. Because she was like a light turned green,
right,
and she was turning bright, and you know, and we both were going to go on the same road. I was turning left, but she just sat there. And she wasn't doing anything. I don't know if she was on her phone. So, you know, as I'm passing her, and she should be going, like, this is your fault. I'm not just going to sit here and wait forever. Like, you know, I'm yelling three sentences, complete sentences. She can't hear a word I'm saying.
Why'd you call your dog a C-bomb? That's pretty rough, man.
She's not very nice to our other dog a lot of times.
Stop being a C-bomb.
She'll be like, she'll like go crazy. Okay. Like, I'm worried she's going to, you know, bite his neck and stuff.
Like hurt somebody.
Right. Yeah. She was displaying all the characteristics of a C-bomb.
You should just name the dog C-bomb. You go out in the yard and yell for it, man. That's what I want to do someday. Have a dog call it the C-bomb. Just go out in the yard. Here's C-bomb. God, I wish I could say that word.
Or the C-bomb.
No, just the whole word.
Okay.
The whole word.
Not the.
No, just say it. Here's C-bomb. And then walk up to the neighbors. Hey, did you see?
Or saying it really fast.
You see my little... I lost it.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned my lesson on that. I probably won't call the dog dad. At least not in front of the kids.
Not in front of the kids.
A Utah runner, in Utah.
Yeah.
Tell you go to England or Australia.
Oh, that word flows off there.
They just throw that. That's like bitch.
They're good about that.
And a little less uptight about that word.
That's the kind of world I want to live in.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries says that word the best.
Yeah. Oh, he throws it around like Lewis Black throws around an F-bomb.
I know.
Pretty much once a week or so, you can find a headline where one of the Gallagher brothers has called the other brother that word.
That word.
Yeah. In the press.
Right.
They need to stop doing that and reunite Oasis.
They should.
Good luck with that.
Well, they're both right.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's hard to pick a side.
Oh, they admit they're both. The other guy's one, and they admit they are one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it all better.
Yep.
I am, he is, and we're not getting back together because of it.